Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. I'm having a lot of feedback. So sit down. Sit down. All right. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence. Father, we thank you for your power. I don't want any movement around. We give you glory, Holy Spirit. We pray that, Lord, let the entrance of your word give us light and give us understanding. Pray, oh God, that these few minutes we have in your presence, may your Holy Spirit come through for us. Teach us so that we will not need any man to teach us again. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We are happy about what you are teaching us. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So, listen to the rule. Listen to the rule. Chairman, don't go there at all. So, I'm going to preach for another 1 hour. Do you understand? Then you can go and sleep. Is it a good idea? Yes. Clap for Jesus. So I'm going to preach for 1 hour. Everybody say 1 hour. Then we go and have a long sleep. Are you tired?
Yes.
But are you enjoying the camp?
Yes.
Yeah. Starboy, and send me video. Why? Make sure you are not in the video. So I'm preaching for 1 hour. Now, if you can be attentive and listen, okay? Then, if you can be attentive and listen, then the 1 hour principle will work. Because when you go and sleep and you wake up, then I'll give you your t-shirt. You are not clapping because as I'll give you t-shirt. But honestly, I'm excited. I'm really excited at what God is using us to do in this camp. Okay? And I really want to... You see, they'll talk. Oh, if they talk, you prolong the thing. I really thank God because God is using us to become the next generation of young people who are going to stand up and fight the enemy in the gate. You don't understand what I've said. They are dull. They are very dull. And don't worry. As we are dull, the more dull you become, the more I will extend your time here. Eh? Starboy, you are giving me sexy eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. God is going to bless us. I said God is going to bless us.
Amen.
God is going to heal us.
Amen.
God is going to anoint us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah. And we've been talking about what? Mighty foundation. Everybody say mighty foundation.
Mighty foundation.
Please, can you work on the other microphone for me? I prefer that one. So change the batteries and work. Mighty foundations.
Mighty foundations.
Yeah. And God is raising an army of young people who are going to stand for him. Young people who are going to shut the mouth of lions. Young people who are going to fight with the enemy in the gate. I believe it. And so bringing you here, teaching you about how to develop and how to build mighty. You are not just building foundations, so you are building what we call mighty foundation. And Bible says that if the foundation is destroyed, if the foundation of the building is destroyed, it means that the building will collapse. Your Christian life that you are building, the moment the foundation becomes weak, because a lot of things are going to fight your foundations. Yes. As you start out in life to serve God and to move on in life, so many things are going to fight your foundations. The aim of the enemy is to weaken your foundation. The aim of the devil is to weaken your foundation and spoil your foundation. And the moment the devil is able to do that, he has successfully destroyed your life. Are you here with me? Oh, are you here with me? Yeah. So, I have committed myself. Okay, I have committed myself to tell you that, listen, your foundation is very important. You cannot convince me that the foundation is not important. The foundation is important. Your Christian foundation, it must be a mighty one. It must be a foundation that is built upon a rock. And let me tell you, listen to me carefully. It is possible to build a house without a foundation. But it is just a matter of time. Yeah. A lot of things are going to test your foundations. Yeah. And some of you boys, girls will test your foundation. Some of you girls, boys will test your foundation. Yeah. A boy will come with pink lips. A boy, he will come with pink lips and dog chains. And he will say, "Hi, baby." You see that your foundation is shaking. But may the Lord cause you to stand firm in Jesus' name. Yeah. Look for Matthew chapter 7 for me. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Yeah. A lot of things are going to test you. As a young boy, as a young girl who have decided to serve the Lord, because the devil doesn't want you to serve the Lord. The devil is not interested in you serving the Lord. So he's going to bring so many things to test you, to weaken your Christianity, to weaken your faith in God, to weaken your foundation. But I prophesy to you that you are going to stand strong. Oh, I said you are going to stand strong. Amen. You are going to stand firm. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. What did I say you should read? Matthew 7, verse what? 24. What did he say? Can you get him a microphone? Yes, get him a microphone. Are you still here with me? Read for me. Read for me.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24.
Yeah.
Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock.
When you hear the word of God and you do them, you will become, don't go, he has not started the reading. You will become like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. Why don't you want to build your house on a rock? I want to build my house on a rock. I want to build my house on a rock. You will become like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. Let him continue reading. Sit down.
And the rain fell. And the floods came.
And the winds blew. Hey, these three things are going to test you. The rain, the wind, and the flood. These are the things that will test your foundation. They will test your building. They will test the building that you have.
The foundation that you are building, the floods will come. Listen, a point is coming in your life, and the flood will come. Whether you are a Christian, you are a Muslim, you are a traditionalist, you are a fetish priest, I am telling you, a day is coming that the floods, the rain, and the wind, they will test your foundation. Yeah. It is called the evil day. When the evil day comes, can you stand? Can you stand? Listen. You must learn how to survive in the midst of calamities. That is why I have brought you here. That is why I've been preaching to you since Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, tomorrow, Saturday. Yes. All is intended so that you build a strong foundation. May you be like a wise man. May you be like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. Your house must be upon a rock. Grace, your house must be Christia. Build your house upon a rock. Only wise people build their houses upon a rock. And those three things, ever say three things? Three things that will test your foundation. Number one, the rains. The rains will test you. A rain is coming in your life. Whether you are a child, you are an adult, you are whatever, a rain will test you. A rain will test you. Yeah. There are young people who don't go to church again. We have a lot of young people who don't go to church again. Yes. Because when the rains came, they couldn't survive. You should be able to survive every rain in your life. Every one of you sitting down here, after this camp, you should be able to survive a rain. He said, the rains came. The rains came. In the whole year, it will rain. At least it will rain once. Oh yes, it will rain once. The rains came. And you see, these three things, they come together. The rains, the flood, and then the wind. Yeah. I stay in a certain part of the country. One day it rained and the wind blew. And the wind blew somebody's chaos and went to put it on another person's chaos. That's the type of wind. The wind will blow. The wind will test your Christianity. The wind. The flood. Do you know flood? Yeah. I don't know whether there's flood situation here in Kumasi. But Accra, when it rains and there is flood, it carries everything on its way. Yeah. The flood can carry a house. It can carry a car. If flood can carry a car, who is Starboy? No, who is Starboy? Starboy, come. If a rain can carry a whole building, who is this boy? This boy can carry him with one hand. This boy, I just carry him like this. You see, I've carried him. One hand. I can carry him with one hand. You can imagine what a flood can do to this boy. You carry him. In the day of your test, may you be able to withstand in Jesus' name. Yeah, withstand. What's your name? Elizabeth. You'll be tested. The rains will test your foundation. Yeah. Some of you, it's your class teacher. Who is the rain? Some of you, it's your classmate. Who is the wind? The wind will blow. Yeah. Some of you, when you go to secondary school is where you'll be tested well. You are in secondary school. Yeah. There's a lot of pressure in our secondary schools. Pressure. Another place there's pressure is the university. You've gone to secondary school and you are not a weed smoker. You've gone to university and you have come out successfully, very, very, very spiritual. We must clap for you. As I say, you're two party now. Because you have tried. tried. Yeah. Yeah. Me, when I went to university, I was pastoring one of our churches as a student. I was pastoring a church. I pastored the church there for 4 years as a student. People even thought I was a full-timer. No, I wasn't a full-timer. Yeah. The rain. Everybody say the rain. The wind. And then the flood. Yeah. And he said the foolish man. The foolish man also built his house. Oh. The foolish man also built his house. But he didn't build the house on a foundation. He didn't dig deep. And you see, because you are not building the house on the foundation, you finish your house quickly. The people who are building with foundation, it takes a lot of time, effort, money. It takes money. For us to bring you to this camp here, it took us thousands of cedis to be here. Feeding you, transporting you here. Hey! Transporting you here, looking after you. Thousands. It takes money, energy, effort, a lot of time. It took me a lot of time to be preaching here. You can even see my voice has changed. Yeah. Energy, effort. Even you yourself, you are struggling to stay awake. Yeah. This is how foundations are built. This is how mighty foundations are built. Those people who build their house, homes without foundation, they do picnic. No, they've roofed. They've started painting. Whilst the man is painting, this man is still digging. I've painted car. When this one has moved in his wing, he's doing housewarming. Do you know housewarming? How many of you know housewarming? Housewarming is the one that when you enter a place for the first time, a new house, you cook and you call your friends and they'll come and eat and they'll misbehave. That is called housewarming. Housewarming is I've cooked, come and eat and misbehave. That is housewarming. Yeah. But look at us here. Look at us here. We look like kidnappers who are going to kidnap people's children and we've brought them here. As though we are come to use you for money rituals. Some of you, we have to beg your parents that, oh, please, allow your child to come for a camp. As though we are into Sakawa and we need blood of children. That's why we brought you here. But we know what we are doing. We are building mighty foundations. Everybody say mighty foundations. Say mighty foundations. Oh, you are not saying it. I said, say mighty foundations. Yeah. Your foundation will be mighty. Your foundation will be strong. Your foundations will be on the rock. Your foundation will be everlasting. Your foundation will be sure. And your foundation will be firm. Firm. Because you are wise. You are wise. I pray for you. My prayer for you is that you will do well. No, me, I have confidence that you will do well. You will do well. You will do well. Because you see, it's taking me a lot of time to make sure you build your foundation. Yeah. Your friends who are not building their foundation, by this time, they are watching cartoons. They are watching cartoons. Behave yourself. Sit upright. You are watching cartoons. Yeah. But you are not watching cartoons. Look at you here. You are struggling to... What time did you wake up today? No, you came to the hall 5. You woke up what time? 4. 4:30. And you are here. Look at you. 4:30. Your eyes are on. Gani. This is how we build foundations. How we build foundations. And it takes a lot of effort and energy and inconvenience to build foundations. You think foundations is like fanfare. It's not fanfare. A lot of energy. Energy. You went to eat. You came back. You'll be here. I'm preaching. I'm about to close you so that you go and sleep. You come back again in the afternoon. You go and sleep again. Come back again in the evening. That's how we build foundations. Yeah. A lot of energy is hard work. Hard work. Hard work. Hard work. If you are clapping, clap properly. If you are clapping, clap well. Clap well. Yeah. I believe it. I believe it.
I believe it. May the Lord help you.
Amen.
May your foundation be strong.
Amen.
May your foundation be mighty.
Yeah.
When we are looking for strong Christians, we will look for you. But we'll look for you. We'll be looking for your telephone number. We'll be looking for you. Say, there is a boy, there is a girl. Very spiritual. That will be the testimony they'll give about you. Very spiritual. When they mention your name, good thing will come after. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I say in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will do well. You will do well.
Amen.
You will not fail us. You will not fail the generation.
Amen.
You will never fail the generation.
Yeah.
You become priests in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
You make it. Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah. So, we started with the various foundation. What was the first one? The foundation of quiet time. A quiet time is a time you spend with God alone. Everybody say alone. Yesterday you told me that you have all spent time with people alone. Quiet place. Quiet place. Chama, you have spoken to somebody alone.
Yeah.
Where is the guy that said he came here with that design, and Maury and things? You know? It's gone where? I hear the mother brought him here. He came with that design, Maury, warm money, adia, co pot, mumuni, chaku, a back camp. The mother has tried, but amen. Quiet time. Your quiet time is very important. It will make you fruitful. It will make you a stable Christian. How many of you enjoy your quiet time this morning? This morning, the quiet time you did, you enjoyed it. Yes. Keep at it. Don't stop. Keep at it. Keep at it. I'm sorry. Keep at it. Eh? Keep at it. Where is cowbell? Cowbell, our milk. Cowbell, our milk. Amen. Your quiet time is very important too. Very important. What is the second foundation?
Foundation of prayer.
Foundation of prayer. You will pray. Say amen.
Amen.
You will pray.
Amen.
You will pray.
Amen.
If you don't pray, the devil will mess up with you. Yeah, he will make a mess of you. The devil will make a mess of you. He will do you defe, 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 defe. Wayami defe, 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 defe. Oh, mujami. Wayami defe, defe. One bomb paya, obeya u defe, defe.
Obed
defe, defe. Hey, the devil, eh? If you give him chance, he will squeeze you. Is that a song? If you give the devil chance, eh? If you give the devil chance, eh? He will spoil your life. He will spoil your life. He will spoil your life. But he cannot. I said he cannot.
Amen.
I said he cannot.
Amen.
No, he can't. What's the number three mighty foundation? Foundation of singing Christian songs. Yeah. Show me a spiritual man, and I'll show you somebody who is interested in sound Christian music. And yesterday I went deeper, showing you about songs. Hey,
profane songs will spoil you. Yeah. It will make you carnal. Bible says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For to be carnally minded. Carnality. Yeah. No, but what do you gain? What do you gain when you sing worldly music? Hey. Teachers, please help me. Nobody should stand up. What do you get when at your age somebody will compose a song wherever he is and you have downloaded it on your phone and that is what you have been soaking? You soak it, you listen until you can sing that song. A very dirty song. Song that talk about sex, song that talk about women, alcohol, like useless lyrics. And that is what you are interested in. And you tell me you are a Christian. A Christian is Christ-like. If you are like Christ, why are you singing such songs? You put them on your phone. When you are going to sleep, you listen to it. And some of you listen until you sleep. That's why when you wake up very tired. Because the enemy has messed with you. Yeah. One of the things that you should listen to when you are sleeping is listen to preaching messages when you are sleeping. You see that your spirit will be fresh. Yeah. I am campaigning. Look at my face. I am not afraid. I am campaigning against worldly music. I am campaigning against it. I am against it. It is not good for you. Those that is good for, let them listen. Yeah. Yesterday we brought people here and we deleted and we are sending them from their phones. Yeah. I don't fear them. If it is bad, it is bad. I don't know why you are not clapping. You don't like my preaching. What is the next foundation? Foundation of what? Memorizing scriptures. Yeah. Hey, you become a better preacher if you can memorize scriptures. You become what? A better preacher if you can memorize scriptures. And at your age, wake them up. Yeah. At your age, you have nothing better to use your life for. Listen to me, look at me. You have nothing better to use your life for than to use your life to memorize scriptures. Yeah. Every day, one scripture. One district, one factory. One village, one dam, one constituency, one ambulance, one sea, one fish, one school, one headmaster, one mosquito coil, one day, one scripture. Yeah. One watch, one willy. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. It's a foundation. To memorize scriptures, it is a foundation. It is. What's the next one? Is that where we ended? No, this morning I shared another foundation with you. Foundation of what? Listening to preaching messages. Yeah. Preaching messages. Yeah. And we read a scripture in Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. It says that, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. A spirit will enter you. I said, a spirit will enter you. Amen. As you listen to preaching messages. Mommy, you are worrying me. You are worrying you. Don't laugh. Is this your first camp? This is your first camp. Next year, I won't allow you to misbehave like this. Now let me share the next how do we call it? The next foundation with you. It is called the foundation of reading Christian books. The foundation of reading Christian books. How many of you can read? You can read. Show by hands. You can read. When we ask you a question and you know the answer and you don't answer, you are rude. How many of you can read and you do like this? Is that how you lift up your hands? How many of you can read? You can't read. So what is this? If they say lift your hand up, you can't read. Eh? You can't read. We should pour libation before you lift up your hands. Hey, look at how they've lifted up their hands, and look at how you're lifting your hands. Hey. Auntie Brofu. Pacho Obi can't watch him say on page and sans. Hey. On teach you can't French. Hey, Morton son. How do we say hand in French? Hand. You don't know that thing. I say we should speak French. Hand in French. Stop what you are doing. Stop what you are doing. Eh? Hand is what? Me.